production. Fish Boys pilot episode made on what's today? August 6th, 1971, Mr. Sinclair's birthday. Alright, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow. We eat here, huh?
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine now. We've been open for
man,
3 days.
My little fish boy.
Yeah, it sounds great, but we haven't got much business in this detective agency we done open.
Why, yeah, I know.
The name looks fine on the door.
Yeah.
High and low fish boy.
Yeah,
or low and high fish boy. I switched around last night.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, look, there's no warrant for detectives. Funny.
Well, you sure?
Hey. Someone just came in our door, boy.
What? Well, sure enough, he got a knife in his eye.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how
do you have a knife in your eye, boy?
Yeah, you tell us.
Boys, are you detectives?
Yeah, that's what's in the door. Low and high. Low and high.
Boys.
Detectives at law.
Boys, I don't have much time.
Well, you see, I'm not listening.
I don't have much time. A red haze is spreading over my eyes.
Who stabbed your eye? Who done this gross deed?
It was Garcia.
Oh, he did, man.
You say Garcia, boy?
Garcia. Wow. Well, it looks like we got first clan. Because I just found $100 in his pocket, boy.
Oh, yeah, boy.
So now we have to leave
a little
truck.
Note. It says, if you boys want more money, why, come to my apartment at 226B. Baker Street, boy.
Well, only if we solve the case, it says.
Oh, yeah, boy, we'll be so honored.
Solve the case to key code to mail.
Hey, you pretty smart fellow, boy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you're gonna know that, but... Oh, it's almost as if that if we solve the case, his informant will find out and mail us the key to his house.
Oh. Well, we off to find the mysterious Mr. Garcia!
Smith Productions presents Sam and Jack Rosen in The Fish Boys. Produced by Mort Triangle. Tonight's episode, Who is Mr. Garcia?
Why? Why, man, hi. Hey, hi.
What do you want, man? No, you dirty little bastard.
Now, look, what do you want us to come here for?
Now, look, boy. Now, we's at this restaurant. It says Garcia's Restaurant, boy. Now, you put two and two together. Why do you think we got to come here, no, boy?
Yeah, there are three Garcia's restaurants in the whole city.
Well, we got to start somewhere, you bastard.
Oh, well, I don't get tough with me, bastard,
yeah,
boy.
He's right.
Oh, who's that man coming over this way? With the button saying Mr. Garcia on it.
Might be Mr. Garcia.
Oh, that might be so.
Hey, boys. Are you detectives, boys?
Oh, what do you say? I can't understand you when you speak like that, boy.
I said, are you detectives, boys?
Wow, what makes you think we detectives?
Ooh, maybe it's because we got these hats on to see detectives.
Ooh, I told you this hat was a bad idea, man.
I saw our little rascals, boy.
Oh, I see. Well, I know we're not detectives, Mr. Garcia.
I see, boys. My name is Jerry Garcia.
Jerry, do you have to... Do
maybe
I...
You know me. I play with the Grateful Dead.
Why you have two brothers?
Why, I'm afraid not, boys.
There are two of the Garcia's restaurants around here, boy.
Ah, those are my sisters.
Your sister? Why, what are you talking about, boy?
Well, actually, you know women's liberation.
Sure enough. Well, we try... Wow, you know a man named Mr. Fred Fredericks?
Fred Fredericks? I'm afraid not. Be seeing you, boys.
Can you stab him in the eye by chance?
Too late now, man. Lo, he gone.
He's trying to resist the two guys.
Wait, I want you to rest
of me. Oh, come on, let go.
Oh, all right, boy.
Wow, we're going to an alley now, boy.
What's this, boy? We're going to an alley.
I got eyes. I can see we're going through an alley.
Man, low.
Woman, huh? I know it, so.
I got scared, boy.
What detectives? What do they want to get us in an alley for?
Because, boys, you're getting too close. Too close to the truth.
Malou.
Bastards. Well, Garcia, I see that you had some detective friends here.
Yeah, they're not friends of mine.
Really, Mr. Garcia?
No.
You don't take me for a fool, do you?
Please, no.
Certain facts about Mr. Frederick's life and death must not be released, and these detectives want to find it out.
But
you might have told them. You might have told them, Mr. Garcia.
I didn't.
Says you. We don't know, Mr. Garcia. We can't take any chances. You will become a loose end, Mr. Garcia. A loose end, Mr. Garcia. Be seeing you.
No.
Official.
Hey. You over there. You want the Fishmore Brothers?
Yeah, boy, I just go into this movie here.
You're not going to no movie ever again.
It's a James Bond movie, boy.
Freddy Boy beat you up in the alley. Well, he didn't do a good enough job. Freddy Boy's dead.
I'm Freddy, oh.
And now you're going to be dead. Because we don't like you. We don't like you around here, stupid around. Better lay off his keys. We're going to lay you off it right now.
Oh, well, wait a minute, boy. I tell you something. A lot of guys, you use guns, but I use a knife.
What kind of detective you use a knife? What kind of detective? What kind of detective you? What kind you think you are?
Just can, boy.
Ooh, I see what kind. Oh, too quick for me.
You good and dead, bastard, ain't you? Wait a minute. No hears about this, boy.
Bolonga will get you.
Oh, my God.
Bolonga?
Bolonga, that's what he said, Mad Sam. Man,
wish you wouldn't keep calling me Mad Sam.
I think about my...
Your brother?
No, my wife. Boy.
Your wife? Oh, Samantha.
Yeah, boy.
Why don't you ever join up with you? You know, I never see you with your wife. You split up or something?
No, boy. It's just that I don't want to get involved in such a filthy business as detective is.
That good thing. But you're all thinking about it. So, occasionally, I mean, it's red touching it. I remind you of your wife, but,
Oh, wait,
boy. Why? Hello.
Yeah, me.
Now, I was telling you about how I jacked that fella, right?
Right. Some guy tried to run you out. Did he give you any clue? Oh, yeah, Bolonga. Right.
Yeah, I think that's the name of a nightclub where this comedian is, boy.
No, I'm afraid not. Bolonga. That's the name of the head of the rackets in this town.
Yeah, boy, we have to go listen to some auditions, boy.
No, I'm afraid not. We have to go to Mr. Bolonga and see how he's doing.
Those detectives are becoming a nuisance. I want them out of the way. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'll go kill them dead.
They've gotten rid of two of our best men yet.
Oh, my God. They got rid of two of my best men. Oh, my God.
Yes, quite right, Ivan. So... So I want you to get rid of them, Ivan. Get rid of those two bastards.
Ooh, you're on the river. Oh, if you give me so good. I kill him dead, boy.
Well, man, let's discuss this case, boy.
Why just practice my singing lessons, man, Louie?
All right. Now, it's kind of strange, all this has been happening. Wouldn't you see?
What do you say? It's kind of strange. Kind of strange, is that what you say?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out this case. Who is this strange Mr. Garcia? He wasn't the guy who was killed, I know that now. I found out that wasn't his real name.
Oh my God. Well, listen, boy. Now,
Mr. Bolonga.
Mr. Belanga. Now, it's all a very confusing plot. Mr. Fredericks said he was Mr. Garcia, and Mr. Garcia was killed.
Ooh, I'm reminded here of the puzzle of the ancient fish mariner, boy. Where one fish swallowed a little fish, and the little fish swallowed a littler fish. The littler fish swallowed a littler fish. But to the littlest fish, it appeared that the other fish was the big fish. And so to Mr. Fredericks, it must have appeared that Mr. Garcia was the top man. Mr. Garcia? You see, boy?
Yeah. So, who is the top man? Mr. Belanga yet can't be the top man. There's someone
over here, boy. Yeah.
Wow. Then we go and check on Mr. Belanga.
What do you boys want?
You Belanga, boy?
That's right. I'm Belanga.
Ooh.
I am Belanga. Mr. Big.
Mr. Big? That's Sam.
No. I don't think he's Mr. Big. I think he's lying. And he's
quit
trying to cover.
Quit
calling me your wife, you bastard.
Stop. He's trying to cover. Let's jack him.
Oop.
Quick, get him. Give him a look. Ooh. Belanga, you dead, boy? Look,
Manlo, he called in. Oh, we did it good now. Yeah, sure enough, we are. Wow.
Oh, get them with my six shooter.
They're choking me.
Ooh, they choked me too. I know
you find detectives. We're being choked to death.
Boom.
I got to grip on his Adam's apple. I'm a pistol.
Oh, you gross, huh? Oh, he kicked me in my arm. John Bolo!
Hit me in the face with a chair. But I spit in his eye.
That fix him.
My eyes are just...
Quick. Mr. Belanga. He's trying to get through your pathway. Enough
of this.
Face him down, boy. I tackle him.
Stop, fish boys.
It's Mr. Big.
Yes, Belanga was only a small fish. I am the biggest one. I am Mr. Big, and you fish boys have ruined my plot. My plot to conquer the world.
Ah, you explain it to us, won't you, Mr. Big?
Mr. Fredericks was an FBI man who managed to infiltrate our ranks.
But then why would he come to two amateur detectives instead of Jay Goomba, boy?
Because you were the closest thing to Mr. Garcias.
That's not too flattering, boy.
He was instantly stabbed in the eye by one of my men when they found out, but he managed to break away, and he saw your sign, Fish Boy and Fish Boy. And he got in, and he told you a story, and then he died. That's what I gather.
He just said Garcia.
So he didn't know anything, and you didn't know anything.
You tell us everything, boy.
Why?
Just one thing.
What?
He was killed.
Because he was an FBI man, you fool.
Now, what racket were you dealing in, boy?
That's for me to know, and you not to find out, famous.
Yeah, aunt. Well, I'll kick you in the groin.
Get him, boys. Get him.
We're afraid that they want to tuck it out, but...
Yes, you know, I've been written out ill, unconscious as hell, but...
So, it seems it's only you and me, gentlemen. You and me. Well, cool bastard. Now it's time for you all to meet your end.
He's taking off some gloves, Memento. He's got iron hands.
That's my name. I am Mr. Big, otherwise known to your petty brains as the Iron Hand.
I hear of him in the detective legends.
Quite true. I faced the famous Big Eddie.
Oh my God.
And I also faced Sinclair Diamond in battle and defeated him.
Good Lord, boy.
Why, sure enough. Now it's time for you all to die.
We got a raised plot.
Ooh, I knock out, man. Whoa.
I got fat alone. I got Vader's iron hands. Oh, my neck, boy.
Prepare to die, fish boy.
I can help it. I cut off your hands.
You cut off my hands.
The flesh that attached to them was flesh. If that makes sense. And now I got two iron hands of my own. I knock you out.
Why, our man low and wake him up.
Why, you did it. You defeated him. You defeated that evil man.
Yeah, but, you know, why, look in his pocket, boy. Now,
it's
something that explains the whole thing, boy.
Hurry up, man.
It says, why, it's an order for a shipment of marijuana, boy.
So they was dealing the hard drugs, the bastards. Ooh, I don't mind.
Oh, and Mr. Fredericks, boy, he was the FBI, man. He found out about it.
Yeah.
He through Garcia, boy. But then we found out that Garcia was only a low man on the stool.
Listen, man, he was the small fish who was eaten by a big fish.
Yeah, boy, that's the cool analogy, boy.
Sure. Well, that solves our first big case. I hope we'll be back for another one soon.
The Fish Boys. Sam and Jack Wilson as the Fish Boys. Bill Watson, John Rathbone, and Nigel Huey. Written by Peter Watson. Directed by Lois Lane. Created by Jimmy Olsen.